Hey there, fellow adventurers. Welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for conquering life's crazy roller coaster. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, here to remind you that strength isn't just about muscles and grit, it's also about cultivating inner resilience, especially when things get tough. And trust me, we all hit those rough patches sometimes, right? Today, we're diving into a powerful yet often overlooked aspect of stoicism. Self-compassion and acceptance. Think about it, how often do you find yourself beating yourself up for mistakes, dwelling on shortcomings, or comparing yourself to others? We live in a world that constantly bombards us with messages of perfection and achievement, making it easy to fall into the trap of self-criticism. But here's the stoic truth. True strength comes from accepting ourselves flaws and all and treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a good friend. So how do we actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that inner sanctuary of self-compassion. 1. Reframe your inner critic. Ever notice how your mind can be its own worst critic? It's like that nagging voice constantly pointing out your every flaw, amplifying mistakes, and whispering doubts. Well, guess what? You have the power to retrain that inner critic. Start by noticing those negative thoughts when they arise. Don't judge them, just acknowledge them. Then challenge their validity. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Would I say this to a friend? Most likely, the answer is no. So, gently replace those negative thoughts with more compassionate and realistic ones. 2. Practice self-kindness. Imagine your best friend going through a tough time. What would you do? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, a listening ear, maybe even a warm hug. Now extend that same level of kindness to yourself. Treat yourself like the precious human being you are, worthy of love, understanding, and support. When you make a mistake, don't dwell on it. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and move forward with grace. 3. Embrace imperfection. This one's a game changer. Remember, nobody is perfect, not you, not me, not even that seemingly flawless Instagram influencer. Striving for perfection is a recipe for disappointment and self-criticism. Instead, embrace your imperfections as part of what makes you unique and human. Let go of the need to be perfect and celebrate the beautiful messiness of life. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Shifting your focus to the positive can work wonders for self-compassion. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger, these little joys can make a big difference in your overall well-being. 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key to cultivating self-compassion. When you're caught up in thoughts of the past or worries about the future, it's easy to fall into a spiral of negativity. Mindfulness practices like meditation or simply taking deep breaths can help you anchor yourself in the present moment and cultivate a sense of peace and acceptance. Think about the time you tripped and fell in front of everyone, maybe during a presentation, a party, or even just walking down the street. You probably felt embarrassed, maybe even humiliated. But here is the thing. Everyone stumbles. It's a part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up for it, imagine treating that moment with self-compassion. Acknowledge the awkwardness, laugh it off even if it feels silly, and move on with grace. Remember, cultivating self-compassion is not about giving into weakness or becoming complacent. It's about acknowledging our humanity, embracing our imperfections, and treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer to those we love. When you practice self-compassion, you become stronger, more resilient, and better equipped to navigate life's challenges. So go out there today and be kind to yourself. You deserve it. And remember, keep tuning in for more daily doses of stoic wisdom on Fortitude First. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourselves, and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.